Daddy, what's this?
Is that a ball?
Daddy?
Yes.
Well, that's the ball from the dumper truck, isn't it?
Oh dear! Daddy?
Yes?
Oh dear! Are you right?
That's just what I'm thinking. Look at your hair. Look at your hair this morning. Have you seen that, Daddy?
It's all stuck up.
Stuck up. What is it?
Hey, look. It's that truck.
Green trucks? Have you seen a green truck?
No.
No.
Bye-bye.
It's that truck.
Bye-bye, Thomas.
It's that truck.
Green truck? I can't see a green truck.
Give Daddy a kiss.
It's that truck.
Oh, it'll be the green truck. It'll be the mixer, cement mixer.
Daddy, it will be beep. Then?
Yes?
Beep.
Is that what you wanted? Have you finished with this, Thomas? Have you finished with this?
Well,
no.
Beep.
I think you have room, haven't you?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye,
Thomas.
Chip shops. Where's Daddy going?
Chip shops.
Chip shops?
He's not going to the chip shop at 9 o'clock.
Not cheap.
No cheap. Just let Mummy move those while we wipe the crumbs off the table. Let's just get all these crumbs off the table. Mummy's going to have her toast now, isn't she?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Daddy. Drive careful.
See you, Dad.
Shall we pull the blind back and then we can see Daddy driving off?
Maybe.
Where's Thomas?
Daddy's
gone out.
The chips?
No, he's not gone for chips. No, we're gonna wave him off.
See you, Dad.
He's not gone for chips, Thomas, has he?
No, chips.
He's gone for a newspaper.
No chips.
No, and I only think he's got to go and see somebody about something. I don't think he'll be away too long. And who's coming today to see you?
Nana Chop Chops.
Who's coming?
Nana Chop Chop.
Nana Chop Chop. Have you given her a new name, have you? Nana Chop Chop.
Nana Daddy. Tuesday.
Look, you've got two beakers of juice there.
The juice. The juice.
Are you quite happy playing with your trucks while Mummy finishes her toast?
Man, I do juice.
Are you giving the men in the trucks some of your juice? Oh, that's nice. Probably very thirsty because they've been at work a long time, haven't they? Blue truck's Jewish. You're giving the blue truck some juice. They rattle quite a bit, those trucks on the table, don't they?
A baby truck,
you're giving baby juice. Big juice is what Daddy drinks in a glass, isn't it? And baby juice is what you have in a beaker. Is the digger enjoying that drink?
What is this?
That's the cement mixer. Rattles quite a lot, doesn't it? Because it's all the beads in the back that are supposed to be stones and cement mixing around.
What's this?
That's a dumper truck with a big stone in the back.
What's this?
Oh, you know what this is. What is it?
Beeper, beeper.
It's a fire engine, that's right.
Not nice. You get that egg. The night trucks.
The night trucks? Have they all gone to one side to go to sleep?
Don't know. Hold on.
Hold on.
Blue truck. Blue truck.
You're giving the blue truck some more juice?
Two trucks. And a bone! A
bubble! Whoops! That's the big stone, it's fallen out.
I'm going to shut the door. I want to wish.
I'm going to use some more juice.
Six!
What about this? No, the pilot's in the helicopter. We forgot him, didn't we?
Mum.
That's right.
Mum.
Fire engine, do you?
I get a mess.
Is there a mess?
Oh! I need this!
Oh no, now you're throwing them on the floor on purpose now.
The man gone.
Where's the man gone? The policeman is falling on the floor, look. Is the fireman falling as well? Where's the fireman gone? Oh, here he is. Where's the fireman?
Beba, 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 beba. Len, Len, Julie's. Oh, dear. Len, my dear, Mush. Beba, oh, no, no, beba, oh, Mush.
Is there a mess? What's happened? Has the police car hit the fire engine?
No. Let me see, Beba!
Mummy's got to do some ironing in a minute, hasn't she?
And to do the chops, Beba, Beba.
Can you not reach them?
No reach.
Couldn't reach them, could you?
No, the beavers. The wind.
Yes. Did you say what's the beaver doing?
Bad doing.
Are you what? You've got to clip it on that bit there, look. That's it. Now the police car can tow the fire engine, can't it? I think it's more likely the other way around, that fire engine would be towing a police car. Can you see the lights flashing on the police car? Where are the lights? Look at these. Bee-bar, bee-bar. Can you see the lights flashing?
Bee-bar, bee-bar. Oh no, 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 no. No, 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 no. Oh dear. No, no, no. Oh dear.
Oh dear, have they come apart?
Helen, what's this? Oh dear.
Whoops. Oh dear, the fireman's fallen out now and rolled on the floor. It's a little hole in the fire engine so that it clips onto the police car like that. I don't think the policeman can really see where he's going, Thomas, because he's sitting in the car the wrong way around, isn't he? That's right, turn him round. Turn him round so he's looking where he's going. That way. There we are. You can see now, can't you? Trying to hook them together again.
A mango.
Where's the mango? There he is. Have you hidden him behind your back? Behind your back? Has the mango gone behind your back?
Chips.
Daddy's not gone to the chip shop, Thomas. You're getting Daddy a bad name.
So run away.
Are you saying turn the man around? Around. You want me to hook the fire engine and the police car together? Just watch, Thomas. Mummy's got sticky fingers, hasn't she? Where the hook is on the fire engine, you put it in that hole underneath the police car like that, look. And then there's a hook at the back of the police car ready for the next thing to hook onto it.
Beep-ba-beep-ba. Oh dear!
I think this digger truck would probably hook onto something else. No, it doesn't. No, the hole isn't quite big enough. They all belong to the same set, but I think it's really only the police car and the fire engine that hook together, because they've got hooks on the back, haven't they?
No.
A new truck, there you are. These toys are absolutely wonderful, aren't they?
Oh, I want a beeper, beeper. No man.
No man?
Yeah, no new trucks.
Oh, I see. You've put the policeman in the back of the dumper truck, have you? That's why there's no man in the police car, because he's riding in the back of a dumper truck. No, don't do that, Thomas, don't. You're just lifting the trailer part of the dumper truck up and down, aren't you? And making a noise.
Up and up, right on your bus.
Up and down, is that what you were saying? I can't hear what you're saying, Thomas, when you're doing that. Don't do that, please. Mummy can't hear. Is that the helicopter or the aeroplane? Oh, it's the aeroplane. I've never seen you lift it into the sky and do that with it before. Is he flying up towards the moon? Oh dear, he's flown so high that the pilot's fallen out.
Baby, see my. And then, mum, Nana doing.
What's Nana doing?
Nana doing.
Nana doing? Well, hopefully Nana's driving along the motorway, or at least Grandad will be driving. Coming to see us today, won't they? Grandma and Grandad are coming here to look after you while Mummy goes upstairs, because she's got a lot of jobs to do upstairs.
I don't know what.
Well, Daddy hasn't gone to work today. He's gone out to buy a paper and then he had to go and visit somebody.
The
and
then shop?
No, not at the chip shop.
No, not at the chip shop. Poor Nealon.
Yes, I've still got this cough and cold, haven't I? Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
Oh, that's lovely. You're holding my hand and stroking it. Oh. You are a sweet boy, aren't you?
Oh, no!
Oh, no, what's happened?
No chocolate.
Oh, you broke my hand and there's no chocolate in it. Well, were you expecting chocolate?
Okay, dot dot.
Yes, I've got a tiny scratch on my finger, haven't I? When you have a spot. Excuse me.
Baby dot dot.
That's right, you say baby dot dot. When you have a little scratch on your hand, you look at it and say, baby dot dot, don't you? But this is a nin nin dot dot.
A baby dot dot.
So Daddy's gone out this morning, but he'll be back for lunchtime. And we're going to have hot roast chicken with freshly baked bread and a salad. Does that sound nice?
Never doing.
What's Dada doing? I've just told you he's gone to the newsagents.
Then?
Yeah.
Dada doing?
That's what Daddy's doing. He's gone out. And then, this afternoon, you, Grandma, Grandad and Daddy are all going out together. And Mummy's staying at home. Will you miss Nin Nin?
No.
Oh. John. Yeah.
Beba, beba, beba.
Bless you. Bless you.
I hear me.
Oh, dear me. Oh, don't say you're getting a cold. Ash.
A poor truck.
Oh, poor truck. Has the truck got a cold as well?
Yeah.
got a nice smiley face, that digger truck, hasn't he?
Yes. Baby.
The cement mixer and the dumper truck and the digger all have nice faces on them. And the helicopter doesn't have a face on it, which it has a pilot with a nice face. And the same with the fire engine and the police car. The vehicles don't have faces, but the drivers have smiley faces. And you turn it round in a serious face. And turn it round again in a normal face. Three faces. No, four faces. A sad and a happy.
Two babies.
Oops, I'm going to drop the policeman on the breakfast plate now.
Two men! Men up!
There are three men there, and you haven't hidden them very well. Look, they're all there! That's where the men have gone.
One. Two. Three.
One, two, three, and the third one fell on the floor, didn't he?
Bossy man. Woman. Woman.
Yes.
Woman, woman.
A blue man, it's a blue man. There's a blue man and a green man and a yellow man.
No,
the yellow man doesn't go in the helicopter, the yellow one's a fireman.
Zapman,
the Zapman is the green man, he's the pilot, he goes in the helicopter.
Mum.
Where's the blue man belong?
Beba.
In the Beba police car.
Not be there.
No, there's nobody in the police car at the moment, is there?
Two men.
There are three men. One, two, three.
Moo.
A blue man. Green man, Zach. Do you not say green anymore? Do you just say Zach?
Hello. Oh, your man.
Mummy's just going to set the ironing board up. I need to iron something. Oh, where's the iron Thomas? What have I done with it? I've been efficient and put it away.
Oh no!
But I've not put it in my usual place, so did he. Where's Mummy's iron gone?
No.
You don't know? I don't know. Yes, I do. It's here. It was in the usual place. It's just a carrier bag had fallen down and I couldn't see it.
Dear.
Oh dear. Silly Mummy.
Poor Nini.
Yes, she can't help it, can she?
No. A big
Nunu's. A big Nunu's, yes. I had to move the vacuum cleaner to open the cupboard. Are you making the noise of the iron? It's when it's got water in and it's hot, it goes psh, doesn't it? Steam iron. It's hot.
Juice.
Well, it's water from the tap. Going into the kettle.
All the juice!
All the juice, that's right. The kettle's drunk all the... the iron's drunk all the water. I'm glad you said juice, Thomas, because...
No.
I need to fill up some more containers with boiled water.
More water!
Right, we're pouring more water onto the water bottles.
Lady Beatrice.
Beatrice.
Remember my Marjorie's?
Are you giving more of your juice to the men, are you?
Shut up, Marjorie's. Marjorie's. Marjorie's.
We've got the train driver here, Thomas. Just go to your toy box and get the other part of the tray. That's the driver of a very big dumper truck. What do you think's happened to him?
I'm in a mess.
Where is he?
In a mess.
We're in a mess because we've lost him. There you are. You like singing that little song, don't you? You're very good, actually. You've got the tune. Choo 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 choo. You're swinging from side to side when you're singing it as well, aren't you?
The Lego Dia!
Oh dear, has the trailer come away from the train? The coach has come apart.
Oh dear.
What would you know, my darling?
My dear.
Where's him? Well, you're pointing, going, ah, but you're not actually pointing to me. What would you like? What am I darling? Thomas, you're putting your finger up your nose and going, Wada, what are you pointing to? Please tell me. Oh, something to go in the train. You mean the horse? I gather by that little armrest it wasn't the horse you wanted, but I really don't know what you're pointing to. You know, the horse usually goes in the back of the trailer, doesn't he? Yeah, with the driver. No, you didn't want that. What did you want, Tony? No, sorry, don't know what you need. Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry, I don't know what you're pointing to. Just keep pointing to the empty coach at the back of the train, and because the horse usually goes in it, I thought it was the horse you wanted. But if it isn't the horse and the rider... Oh, don't start throwing them on the... Not a nice boy, is it?
No!
Not a pop.
No!
Oh, sweetheart, I'm so sorry, I don't know what you want. You weren't stuck. What did you do? Get your fingers caught down the side of the high chair. And do you know why? Because you were messing about.
And you did.
And you chair, yes. It's not so new though, is it? Please, may I have a kiss? Oh, Thomas. He's very upset now.
Oh, poor Lynn.
Poor Lynn, Lynn. It's not that time we asked for a kiss. You blowing real rude noises in her face, is it?
More stuck?
Well, you will be stuck if you keep putting your fingers down there. Thomas, you're not stuck at all. You're just putting your fingers down there, correct? You're not stuck. Thomas, you're not stuck. You will be stuck in a minute.
Yes.
What a silly bit.
Down.
Why don't you give the horse and the rider some juice? That will give Mummy a chance to finish the ironing, and then we can brush your teeth and you can leave your high chair. We'll have to get you dressed as well, won't we?
No.
I don't really know what to dress you in today, Thomas, because it doesn't look a very nice day.
I don't.
Thomas, you're not stuck.
I don't.
Are you giving the horse something to drink?
Ellen?
Yes.
Ellen?
Yes, darling.
Touch your elbow, touch your ring. Ellen? Ow! Bow doing.
Bow doing?
Ow!
What's Bow doing? Is that what you're asking me? What Birdie's doing? I honestly don't know, Thomas. She's outside, as far as I know. She could be doing all sorts. Do you know what Mummy saw last night? It was about 1 o'clock this morning. Mummy heard a bang outside, and it sounded like somebody was hitting some wood. It went bang, bang, bang. And then it happened again, and I thought I'd better go and have a look. And when I went to the door, there was a fox, a big fox, sitting on the fence looking at me.
Bang, bang, a bang, a bang.
A bang, a bang, a bang, yes. It had obviously knocked a pot over and jumped up the fence. And it was staring at me.
Bang, 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 a bang, a bang, a bang, a bang.
A bang, a bang, a bang, yes. I thought it might have woken you up, actually, because it was quite a racket. And it was a fox.
Bang!
I don't think you've ever seen a proper fox, because we get a lot round here that only at
night. Jordan!
Pardon?
Jordan! Joe!
Joe? We saw Joe yesterday, didn't we, at the toddler group? We're not seeing her today, though.
Jordan! Baby! Bubbles!
Oh, have you just seen the red bus go past?
Joe time!
Are you saying Joe time? What are you saying, Joe? Are you saying Joe time?
Joe time!
Joe time? Are you meaning it's time to see Joe? Is that because usually we're in a rush when we go and see Joe, and Mummy's quickly ironing something before we rush out the door to go and see Joe? Well, sorry, Papa, Mummy's ironing today, but it's not because we're going to see Joe.
Joe time.
What's Joe's baby called? It's the baby called Becky.
Baby.
Yes. Yesterday we went to Tom LeGrew, didn't we? But Becky's only a year old. She's a lot younger than you.
No.
And she was very happy crawling around on the floor, wasn't she, at toddler group? But then when we were coming home, she went to sleep straight away in her pram, didn't she? Because she gets very tired. She slept all the way home in her pram, so when we said goodbye to her, she was asleep. And what's Joe's dog called? Is it called Sooty? Is Joe's dog called Sooty?
No.
And Sue's pussycat's called Smudge.
Bang in a little bang a bang.
A bang a bang a bang. Are these Thomas's shorts? Yes, Grandma and Grandma bought you these, didn't they, when they'd been on holiday?
Chip shops.
Choo-choos.
I got a little doll.
Miss Jones, a dog, doesn't she, call Sooty? When we go for a walk sometimes, Sooty comes with us, doesn't she? Put you in trousers today, Thomas.
I'm a troll.
Joe's well. And if it gets very warm, then you can take. If you've got a t-shirt and a little waistcoat, if it gets very warm, you can take the waistcoat off. And if it goes colder, you can put some long trousers on, can't you, rather than short? Because the sun's not shining today, is it?
Oh, no.
It's not raining either, because it's certainly not shining.
No.
Yes?
Dada-doing.
Dada-doing. You're pulling your cheeks again, aren't you? And saying dada-doing. But Mummy asked Daddy last night, and he said he'd not done that to you, Thomas. We'll have to ask Grandad when he comes today.
Meow!
Oh no, don't squeak. Purdy's outside. You were very, very loving to Purdy last night before bedtime, weren't you? I think you were very tired and you were wandering around cuddling your blanket. And you lay on the floor next to Purdy and you said night-night bow. And you gave her a kiss on the top of your head. And you were ever so gentle, you didn't attempt to pull a tail or squeal at her or do anything. And she sat very still and let you stroke her. She likes that, you see, Thomas. If you're gentle with her, if you treat her gently. No, gently and quietly.
Nippo! Did you eat the one mum and baby by juice?
Oh, I see. You've put your juice in the police car, have you? And it's riding around the table. Jewish Abiba Mum. So if you're very gentle to Purdy, you see, she likes it.
Yeah,
she kissed her good night, didn't you? At bedtime. Joe time. I'm sure that's what you're saying, Joe time, because last night you said bedtime for the first time. When Mummy said, when you put the Teletubbies away because it's time for bed, you said bedtime. So I'm absolutely sure you must be saying Joe time now.
Joe time.
No, it's Grandma and Grandad time, nearly. And Teletubbies will be on in the next half an hour.
No.
No, Daddy's not gone to see the doctor today, has he?
No, Dad.
Daddy's on holiday this week.
No, Dad. Buddha. Cat time. Joe time.
I think we'll have to phone Joe up later and tell her. Because it makes Joe laugh when I tell her that whenever you talk on the telephone, you think it's either Joe or Sue phoning up. Are you copying the iron again? The iron's hot, isn't it, Thomas? You don't touch the iron, do you?
No.
Oh, no. burn, wouldn't it? Anyway, the ironing's done now. That's all Mummy's doing. I can go away until tonight.
Night night, Iron. Bye.
We'll see you later. We can iron some more things later.
Beep, beep.
Oh, look who's here now.
Nana, Granddad.
Nana and Granddad. Who is it?
My Granddad's a dog. No, Granddad.
Who is it?
No, Granddad.
Oh, he's waving at you. It's not Daddy, it's Granddad.
A Nana doll. A Nana doll.
Where's Nana gone? Nana's there as well, I'm sure.
Boo. No, don't talk that bad, Nana. Oh, Nana.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh, Dada. I know it's not still the man. Boo, man. Set man.
Well, you can tell Grandma and Granddad because they're here now, aren't they? Who's this?
No, no. No, Dada.
No, it's not Daddy, is it? Who is it? You tell Grandma what you said when you saw her.
Little what?
Daddy's gone to work.
I'm just a man, woman, set man.
He saw you arrive and he said, Daddy. Oh, no, Daddy. Nana chock-chock a bag.
Oh, dear.
It's Nana chocolate. Where's Daddy gone?
Chip shop.
Not gone to the chip shop. Are you going to say hello? No. Want to say hello to Grandma and Granddad?
Trucks.
The trucks.
The big truck, the blue truck, and the what? No, Beba, Beba.
I've just seen a Beba, Beba.
Thank you. We've got two new trucks since last week. We've got a police car with a policeman. The flashing lights, look.
Yes.
Let's give Brandon a kiss.
I'm going to be back.
Be free with the nappies.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, you got the other ones,
huh? Yeah.
I'm going to give you a kiss.
Are you going to give Grandma a kiss?
Lovely.
Oh, the choo-choos.
Oh, dear, the choo-choos are falling on the floor.
Then wash them down.
Wash them down, all right. Are you going to brush your teeth?
No.
You can do it as long as you do it properly. And that toothpaste has dried up, hasn't it? Brush them up and down, side to side. It's the brush that moves, not your head. Brush, 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 brush.
That dad? Mm-hmm.
And the front ones. The front ones.
Nana?
Yes?
I think he's showing you brushing his teeth.
He's a clever boy.
He doesn't like me brushing them anymore. So I'm not sure quite how much...
More
paste. Not sure quite how well you do them when you do them on your own.
More.
Do the top ones this time. Top ones. Good boy, that's right. All done. Well, shall we put some water on and rinse? You're not finished yet.
Oh.
Thank you. There we go. Brush them again.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All done. Linen.
All done. That was a quick rinse. I think we need to do it again.
Anyone? Hold on.
Hold on. Thank you.
Nana? Nana?
Yes.
Nana Poo?
Nana Poo? Nana Poo? Mm-hmm. Are you telling us? Are you telling us what you want to do?
Poo.
You want to do a poo? Oh, well, in that case, we'll just wash you and leave you a moment. We won't dress you, will we?
No.
Oh. Wash your hands. And soap. The other hand. What's that?
A dot.
A dot dot? A scratch on your finger.
What's this?
What's what? Oh, that's Teletubby starting on the television. Is that the sun shining?
Maybe.
It's the baby sun, isn't it?
Oh no, Paul!
Shall we watch for them?
Watch.
Let's watch. Can you see? Who's that?
One.
Two. Three. What's the next one?
Six.
Six. One, two, three, six. Poe's waving at you, look. You need to wave back.
Oh, Poe.
Hello, Poe.
Splash!
Splash, there was a big splash then. I think that was Pink Tubby Custard, wasn't it? Oh, all the Tully Tubbies are there now. Blue, that was Tinky Winky. Who's that?
Poe!
That's Poe! They're all running, aren't they? Can you hear Uncle Brian next door with a vacuum cleaner? He's using Lulu, isn't he?
Oh dear! Oh dear!
Oh dear, did Lala and Poe bump into one another? What are they doing now? Big hugs. Big hugs. Do Teletubbies love each other very much?
Poe gone!
Where's Poe gone? I think she's gone back inside the house.
When I am bored up. And then, Peepy, when I am baby shining poo.
You saying that's the baby sun shining? Were you watching the baby and the sun?
Oh,
it's Poe. gone to bed? Is she having a sleep?
And then Nunu!
It's Nunu. What's Nunu doing?
Hush. Nunu, hush.
Nunu's sleeping as well. More shush. Are they all going to sleep? Can you see on the back of Nunu there's a red flashing light? Like the lights on your police car lock.
Oh, what's this?
That's the telephone. What do you say when you're on the telephone?
Chips.
Chips? Who are you ringing up? Joe? What do you say when you talk to Joe on the telephone? Oh, that's not very nice, is it?
Poor man!
Poor man, yes, poor man. You dropped him on the floor, haven't you?
No. What's this?
What's this? So we're going to change it now.
Who? Nana Pooh.
Are you telling me you want a poo?
Nana.
You're telling Nana you want a poo? Or perhaps you're telling me you're going to save your poo up for Nana to do later.
Nana.
Huh?
Poo. Poo.
Oh, there's the telephone. Hello? Hello, Tricia, just a second. Big splash. You're always ready for your bath, are you? You've had a busy day, haven't you? I think Daddy's in the bath now. If he's not in, he's going to have one very soon.
Oh, the sleeps, slash, chips, dad.
Oh, are you talking on your telephone? Who are you talking to?
You, Josh, and Dad.
Are you talking to Daddy or are you telling somebody about Daddy?
No, no. Poo. And then?
Yes.
Poo the bow, the poo the bow.
Is that Purdy at the door? Do you think Purdy wants some supper? Well, supper, Purdy, supper. We'll let her in a moment. She can have something to eat. Can't she? Mummy's just going to put a sticking plaster on her foot.
Snip, snip.
Snip, snip. That's right. I've got the scissors ready. Snip, snip. Snip, snip. Snip, snip.
Judy.
Actually, I don't like her to put the plaster on my foot or on the shoe because there's a little bit of something rough inside of the shoe. Which is rubbing on Mummy's toe and hurting it.
Much.
Who's on the telephone, Thomas?
Chips, shush, shush, chips. The boy.
That's the first aid box, Thomas. It's got the plaster in it.
I'll tip to show a face. Then.
Yes. Let's see what's wrong. Daddy's work keys.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to move those to the ones. Have you had a nice day, Thomas? Did you have a pleasant day? With the mum and granddad? You went to the Trafford Centre. And you went to B&Q. Where else did you go with them?
The bus.
You went to Stockport, didn't you?
Bus?
No, you go on the bus to Stockport with Mummy. You didn't go on the bus with Mum and Grandad, I don't think.
Joe.
You didn't see Joe, did you?
Joe.
Has Joe got a dog? Would you like a piece of toast, Thomas?
Much.
Does that mean yes, please? I shall put the toasting machine. Oh, she's trying to get this. They were let her in to give her some supper, but she's gone. She'll come running back. Gosh, that frightened Mummy. Oh, dear me, Thomas. That was the piece of foam that we keep at the top of the door. Oh, Purdy's crying.
Yeah.
We keep it on top of the patio door, don't we, so that it doesn't slam shut and trap your fingers. As it dropped down and hit Mummy, and frightened her.
Oh no!
Oh yes, it did. Right, what shall we give Purdy?
Yeah.
Shall we give her some food from this tin?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon, what do you say? I can see some strawberries in here, Thomas. These are left from your tea, would you like them? Five halves of strawberries left from tea.
Nice!
Yes, they look nice, don't they? They look really nice. It's a very long time since you had your tea, isn't it? Oops, Purdy, I'm falling over Purdy now. We're not doing very well, are we? I think Purdy needs a new tin of food. We'll give her this one, tuna.
Tuna.
Food for Purdy made with tuna fish.
Choo-choo fish.
Are you going to sing the train song for Mummy? There we are. Do you think Purdy's going to enjoy that? Enjoy that bow. Do you think Paige's going to enjoy it? I think she should. She likes fish and it's a fresh tin. There we are, Purdy. There we are, sweetheart.
No. Where's the needle?
Where's the needle? I'm here. Daddy,
you're
in.
Needle.
You know, the needle hasn't gone anywhere. I'm here.
There's one.
Thomas, pardon you.
Helen?
Yes.
Helen?
Yes, Dad.
Two
bowls. This one has some crisps in it, and the other one has a few strawberries left from tea.
Okay, bye.
You're washing Purdy's bowl up so she can have some fresh water.
What's water?
Fresh water for Purdy.
Yeah. What's the bowl in the window door to soup?
There you are, Purdy. There you are, sweetheart. When we go shopping tomorrow, we must buy Purdy some new bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Water bowls.
What do bowls mean?
Water bowls for Purdy. She had three water bowls. She's had three water bowls for 17 years. And a few weeks ago, I dropped one and smashed one. And last week, Daddy dropped one and smashed one. So she's only got one there. And in hot weather, we usually leave a bowl outside for Purdy, don't we? Because then she can get a drink even if we're not at home.
Mum and Daddy.
The big mum, are you talking about when Grandad lets you sit in the car and pretend to drive? That was exciting, wasn't it?
Nana and Grandad. Mum? A big mum?
A big car?
And then a dog.
Nana's gone home now, Thomas.
We're too bad, Peter.
Nana and Grandad have both gone home, haven't they?
A choo-choo.
We're going on a train tomorrow.
And then a choo-choo.
I can tell you're talking about a choo-choo, but I don't know what this is about the car. Oh, sweetheart, when you've eaten that, I think you probably have enough, don't you?
Alden
strawberries. You call them strawberries, Po, because they're red. Alden Po. Well, we had tea very early today, and you didn't eat such an awful lot, did you?
Chuck.
No, we've only had three Smarties, as far as I'm aware.
Yeah,
but Nan told me she'd only given you three. Did I say strawberries? I meant Smarties. You give me three Smarties today. I think Mummy's going to have this other piece of toast, but I think you'll manage too, won't you? That's the last of the butter toast. Oops! Oh dear, I don't know what's the matter with Mummy today. Dropping things. Your little wax crayons in, didn't we? And this empty margarine tub would be perfect.
Mmm, nice!
She's gone back outside. I can see her just sitting behind marigolds. She's washing her face. Washing her face. You remember when Purdy's eaten, when all pussycats have eaten. They always do this, don't they? Wipe their whiskers clean and wash their face.
Hermano! Amanda!
She's outside behind you.
Amanda!
Oh, she's here, look, she's come out to the door.
Now.